This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Shanae B, brand new heart at 8:37. Now we know that you like that song, and in case you're saying, can we have more of Shanae B? That would really make our day. I can say, well, I could do that. Good morning, Shanae. How's it going?
Good morning, Brad. It's going fantastic. And yourself?
No complaints. Nice to have you back. You've spoiled us over the years by hanging out in the studio, but it's just as nice to have you while you're at home. So you're very welcome here. I just want to say thanks for another great song. It's like you're on a roll.
Thank you, Brady. I'm very much on a roll.
So the last time we chatted was when the song we've just played, Brand New Heart, came out. You just came back from the U.S., and you worked with producers there. You even went as far as to change your pronunciation so that it would fit in nicely in the U.S. market. Before we chat new music, how has it been received in the U.S. of A., Brand New Heart?
It has been really well received. We playlisted it that side as well. And without even doing too much effort, there were quite a few radio stations. It was even on a top chart there. So yeah, definitely getting into that industry now, getting to know the people that side, yeah.
So the future, is it like I'm a South African artist, but I release in the US as well? Is that now the norm for you? Is that sort of something that you can now do since you've got the reputation and something you've already done?
I think so. It's kind of heading in that direction. I believe with the connections we have, yeah, very much. And the Christian market there is so strong. Mm. So definitely there's more to come. Yeah.
So it's great to talk about positive things and success and all of that. But this new song of yours, Unbroken, comes from a difficult place. And a bit of a dark place. It isn't always sunshine and roses in the life of a singer and songwriter. If you don't mind and share what you can, what really sparked this slower, more intense piece of music?
Yeah, so Unbroken is very intimate. It's very like, you know, your songs are like your own journal, right? Mm-hmm. So for any musician, it's really just being vulnerable a lot of times. And this is probably the most vulnerable I've been with the song. It's a song that my producer and I, we wrote during the time. Basically, I was in the States and my brother was going to the hospital. And we literally just landed back in SA, and a week later he passed away. But it sounds sad. It is not great, but there's so much actually eternal like yes. benefit from it, and so much that God's grace was so sufficient in the time, for sure.
Yeah, so being going through that own journey of mourning and of sadness can sometimes spark something quite beautiful. So it's almost like his legacy lives on in family and friends, but now also yes. living on in the music that you've created. So
yes, yeah. very much.
So we follow you on the socials, as most people. If you don't follow Shanae B yet, she'll give you the details later. Follow her on the socials. She's always up to something, and it's music videos, and she does some really cool stuff with her husband. I love it. So, Artie, you guys put a lot of effort into the stuff on the socials. I got to give you two some credit for that. It's fun and interesting. I like it. So well done. I couldn't help but notice that the two of you were sitting in the car, cranked up a local, very popular mainstream radio station, and secular stations are playing Unbroken. And I couldn't help but smile when I heard you sing about the Holy Spirit and knowing that that's going out over the airwaves of people that don't necessarily know Jesus.
Yes, that's the vision and the dream is, you know, obviously it's great to be on Christian radio, to be at Christian platforms, churches. Mm. But at the end of the day, you know, to go to the dark places as well. So I think it's so awesome and cool that, you know, that they're accepting. I said to my husband, this can't be right. Like they could not have accepted this song. But that's only like the anointing and yeah. God's favor, I guess, you know, and he wants to get that message to somebody. So, I mean, there you go.
Yeah. I remember when that song came out from Lauren Daigle as well, that got so much airtime. And that was really speaking into our identity and how we are loved by God and for that to reach those people. So sometimes God uses these, you know, music coordinators and facilitators and managers at mainstream radio that just get touched by something and they say, actually, everybody needs to hear this. So well done.
Thank you so much, Brad. Appreciate it.
I know you're out and about with guitar in hand, getting to gigs and stuff and getting your music out there. Any active gigs at the moment?
Yes, so we're very excited. It's a bit of a new chapter this year. We're really stepping into some big conferences as well with churches. Mm-hmm. So we are chatting. There are some things in the pipeline. There's some conferences with different churches, so we want to really reach. We don't want to be just, you know, one specific congregation. We want to reach wherever God can send us. So yeah, there are a lot of events like still in the pipeline happening for sure. I just spoke with a very big name yesterday, which I'm very excited about, but I cannot mention it yet because it's still we're chatting. But he's very, very big. So I'm so excited. So things are happening for sure.
No, I like this. Whenever I chat to you, there's always something exciting going, and that's growth. That's what you want, right? You don't want just to let's write a song and hope it does well. You guys are pushing and pushing. But let's also tell everybody, you don't just push yourself. You drag a whole lot of people with you. I mean, you're uplifting artists, young South African artists, just to let everybody know. We spoke to Simone last week, and we played Simone Govinda, and we played her song. And that's one of the artists out of the stable where Shanae and her husband run their business. So you're uplifting incredible South African artists in the process. So anyone else that's been knocking on your door that's exciting that maybe we can be introduced to in the future?
There's so many, Brad. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know why they're all coming to us.
Well, there must be a reason.
You know, I say to them... Yeah, and I say to them, you know, like, I don't know why we get, like, this favor. It's just, like, I think it's because we pray over even the songs, you know, and we also pray God sends us the right people, and not just Christian artists, that we could also make a difference in the secular guys' lives, you know, because God is not limited. So, so we have a lot. Just today, I think we have 6 releases of artists going out right now. And some awesome, there is some gospel as well. So some awesome, up in, I think, Joburg and overseas clients. And it's busy.
I have to keep an eye on my WhatsApp and my email because you get this. You see, hello is the first thing you see when you see hello. And then there's a new artist and there's some new great music. So it's good for us as radio people. It's great for you as listeners. And it's great for them too, because that's their passion, just like yours, to have people hear their message and hear their music. So that's a beautiful thing. So now, after Unbroken, because as songwriters, you don't just have one song that you're working on. Where are we going next? Because you're on a roll now.
Yes. So we have finished songs back in the States. Then we have 2 other songs, collabs that... already literally the demos are done. One is with the Universal artists. Still not going to mention it until it's out.
We are waiting.
And then the other one is, so I'm doing a lot of collabs this year, which I'm really excited for, and also working on a big Christian collab back in Nashville with a duo. So I'm very excited for that one. So there are some very, a lot. There's a lot of songs. I don't even know how and what to do with myself because it's so busy, but it's like, God, like, this is good. Yeah. Mm. So we have so many releases this year. It's not just one or two. It's like a couple of songs we're going to release this year. And then obviously there's a lot that comes with that, you know, shows and music video and all the jazz, you know, pretty much.
So apparently, if we can believe what we see on social media, this song doesn't even really have your voice in it. It's artificial intelligence, I believe someone said.
No. No, this is a sensitive topic at the moment.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm telling you, it is crazy. Definitely not. So it's very much my voice. And I know that it's crazy how you can't even tell sometimes at this point, obviously. But I know a lot of guys use the stuff to help with like the tracks for the vocals.
Yes.
So I think that's all right, but you cannot use that as like replacing your voice. God yes. gave you your voice.
You know? Exactly. So that is a comment that came up on the socials when you started releasing pieces of Unbroken out on social media. Someone said, that's not your real voice. That's AI. So your response was excellent. So you got to go and follow Shanae B on the socials. You'll have a field day because she gets it from all sides. And there's some real cool stuff happening there. So, and share it, okay? And when you see these songs, how can we find you on social media now that we're talking about it?
Yeah, so it is Shanae B still and changed now. So Shanae B is the name. I'm everywhere on every platform. I don't even know the platforms, but I know I'm there because I have a team helping me with the socials. So, I'm on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and obviously YouTube. So we have the video for Unbroken is dropping tonight.
Yes.
So for those guys who love the visuals, go and have a listen.
Mm-hmm.
I will not say we burned something, but we did do something dramatic. So go and have a look. This is it's very cool. So that's all I will say. But yeah. That's pretty much it.
Burning something. Now everybody can't wait for tonight. They're going to be putting reminders on their phones. Shanae B's burning something. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's not the most incredibly interesting and over the top in the terms of just imagination designed gowns that you waltz around in the bushes. That's going to be setting something on fire.
You've got to be dramatic. You know?
You've got that down. So now we're loving the music. Doing well on mainstream radio and on rotation here and many other Christian radio stations, and rightly so. This is the kind of song that I believe is going to speak to somebody that's going to hear it for the very first time if they haven't already. The song dropped last week. Shanae is just that kind of person. She took a step back. She said, rather chat to Simone Govender. It's on her release date. We can chat about my release next week. So that's leadership right there, stepping out of the way so someone else can get the limelight.
Oh, thank you,
Brad. So, Shanae B, let's play your song. We send love at home, and we can't wait to see what you bring us next.
Thank you, Brad. Till next time.
Till next time. You see, she already knows she's going to make a date with me when the next song comes out. Thanks, Shanae. Take care. Have a lucky weekend.
Thank you so much, Brad. Blessings.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.